Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. We live in a world that is based on the law of causality, right? So therefore, it is important for us to also understand, as from the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, we may see certain relationships between things where the causality is not something that is physical, but it does not mean that there is no law of causality there. No, there is, the law is there. It is just that we, unfortunately, because we are so entrenched and ingrained in just the physical world, we fail to see that, no, behind this physical world, there are other laws at play. But those laws at play also follow from the law of causality. It cannot go away from it. That doing something results in something else happening, and so on and so forth, be it good or bad. In this tradition from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, we see that, yes, there is a definite correlation and relationship between act and result, in a spiritual manner, in a non-physical manner, or if you want to put it, in a metaphysical manner. We will not see it with our physical eye. It is not like, for example, when you hit a ball with a bat and the ball goes forward, you can say that the bat was the cause of the ball moving forward, or the movement of my arm was the cause of the bat hitting the ball, and so on and so forth. And going back and doing, inducing and deducing from this particular example. You cannot see it, but this we see. So Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib has reported to have said in this regard that a particular act has a particular result. There's a cause and effect. There's a relationship between these two. What that relationship actually is requires the ulama to go and find out. It may be possible. They may never find out, because it is a relationship that is beyond physicality. So the Imam alayhi salam says that az-zina, that particular thing that a person does outside of marriage, another person who is not married to, so that evil act of zina brings with it what? Brings with it faqr. It brings with it poverty. So we see there's a relationship here. This sin, this vice, this gunah that a person does, results in that person becoming a faqir, becoming a person who is in need. How does this occur? Is that one possible? Is that this person who does things in an illegitimate manner is moving away from the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He's making himself again. Now, faqr here does not necessarily mean physical wealth. Faqr here could mean that he's making himself, or moving himself away from the domain of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no person more faqir and more poor than that person who has removed himself from the domain and the plane and that scope of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to never remove us from that plane, to always keep us within that framework of His infinite and absolute mercy, inshallah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد